Cambi's Q3 financials reveal growth and strategic developments. Cambi reported a third quarter revenue of €42.1 million, $44.4 million, marking a 15% increase from the third quarter of 2022. The rise in revenue was primarily influenced by specific non-recurring fees, particularly those associated with Pen and Shape games. The company's EBITDA for the same quarter stood at €13.9 million, a 30% increase from the previous year's period. Operating profit saw an uptick of 19% to €4.6 million. Likewise, profit after tax also increased by 37% to €3.5 million. In terms of per-share earnings, both the earnings per share and fully diluted earnings per share escalated by 39%, settling at €0.117 euros and €0.116 euros, respectively. A quarter of partnerships. During the quarter, Cambi introduced 24 new partnerships, including 8 in the United States with its new partner, Bally's. These launches took place in states such as Arizona, Colorado, Mississippi, New Jersey, Ohio, and Virginia. The chart indicates some fluctuations in Cambi's revenue across quarters, however, a year-on-year increase is evident. The uptick in Q4 2022 was partially influenced by the FIFA World Cup. In the same quarter, Cambi also facilitated the launch of Churchill Downs across 7 physical locations on the inaugural day of regulated sports betting in Kentucky. In Maryland, the company initiated an online launch and 2 retail launches in collaboration with Bet Parks. Region-wise, the Americas made up 50% of the total operator gross gaming revenue during Q3 2023, followed by Europe at 47% and the rest of the world at 3%. In business developments, Cambi extended its contracts with ATG and Rank Group. The company also entered a comprehensive sportsbook platform agreement with Swedish operator Svenska Spel. Furthermore, it inked 2 additional partner agreements during Q3, notably linking with Prairie Band Casino and Resort in Kansas and IS Gaming in Brazil. Sights set on increased revenue. Regarding the company's future, Cambi aims to achieve 2027 financial goals that include tripling or quadrupling its FY 2022 revenue levels to approximately €330 to €500 million and pushing EBIT above €150 million. The strategy to meet these ambitious targets includes retaining major partners, implementing AI-based pricing models, partnering with Tier 1 operators, and entering a significantly regulated market in Asia. Christian Nylén, the CEO and co-founder of Cambi, stated that their recent strategic partnerships with Svenska Spel and LiveScore Group have been a significant milestone in terms of existing sports betting revenue and align well with the company's long-term objectives.